Welcome, listeners, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster here on WWUH. We're going to begin today's show with Carmen Lundy, the great jazz vocalist from her album Modern Ancestors. It was a Grammy nominee. And Hartford's own Andrew Renfro is on guitar on this. And Andrew has since moved to the West Coast, to LA. And let's listen to Jazz on TV.
Looking for jazz on TV. Tune in and tune out, streaming and dreaming. I'm gonna be a star. On game shows where even losers win. On a good day in LA. Late night tonight. Bearded host, no women, no doubt. Staying up all night till a quarter to three. Looking for jazz on TV. Hipsters and cats, everything's melody, yeah, baby. I ain't talking smooth, that ain't never been cool. Things got a swing, or it don't mean a thing. Keeping it real. Staying up. Till a quarter to three, yeah, yeah. Looking for jazz on TV. That the air has come and gone. Believe me, baby, you got it wrong. I witness God, plenty of blues. But where's that sound that makes freedom ring? The kind of beat to the beat of music, the beat of music and the beat of swing. Ride that timba with a samba beat, screaming guitars on top of a bebop bar. Turn up the heat, Coltrane and Miles back on the block, Ella Bird and Sarah around the clock, keeping it real. Staying up all night till a quarter to three, yeah, yeah. Staying up all night. Till a quarter to three. All night. Till a quarter to three. Yeah, yeah. Looking for jazz on TV.
And that was Chick Corea, Christian McBride, and Brian Blade from their latest release, Trilogy 2. And that album was a recipient of a Grammy Award for the Best Jazz Instrumental Album. And Chick Corea received an award for the Best Jazz Instrumental Solo as well. And Chick Corea has quite a history with the Grammy Awards, receiving 25 awards and being nominated over 60 times. And that puts him eighth on the all-time winners list. And Chick Corea sadly passed away earlier this year, so it was great to see him receive these awards. Before that, we heard from Carmen Lundy from the album Modern Ancestors, and we heard Jazz on TV. And that is also a Grammy-nominated album. Let's continue on with Emmett Cohn from the album Future Stride, his latest release. And we are going to hear a track entitled Dardanella. Thank you.
That ain't the cleaner. Head tears. Yes, yes. I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake out the trees, change the scene again. Spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Sweep out the nook, down in lover's lane, turn on the brook, make it run again. Spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Dust off the wintry bowers, wash them off with April showers. Cover them with fragrant flowers, shine up the silvery moon. Cause you and I have a rendezvous under the sky, like we used to do. Spring cleaning, get ready for love, yeah.
Fats Waller by request from our friend Phil, and you heard Spring Cleaning Getting Ready for Love, and it is spring, so figured it was a great time to do your spring cleaning and listen to this great tune from Fats Waller, 1937. Before that, we heard from Emmett Cohn from his latest release, Future Stride. We heard Dardanella. And as you heard, a sort of fuse between the stride style of playing piano and a more modern approach as well. So love Emmett Cohn. What chops this young cat has. Wow. And if you have not seen Emmett Cohn's Monday night streaming series, I urge you to check that out every Monday night. He's been doing a streaming concert from his apartment in Harlem, New York. And he does that along with Kyle Poole on drums and Russell Hall on bass. It's a great trio. And they have special guests on most weeks. You can check that out on Facebook or YouTube. You can catch it anytime, but he streams it live. And I think you can hear that like 7 o'clock Eastern time. As I said, you can listen to it at any time by going to YouTube and looking at Emmett Cohn's channel or on Facebook as well. Let's continue on. I've got a Lee Morgan set queued up. We're going to hear from the album Cornbread, Ciara, one of my favorite Lee Morgan tunes. And after that, we are going to hear Tomcat from an album of the same name. So this is the great trumpet player Lee Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
And that is a beautiful bass and harp duet from our friends Desron Douglas and Brandy Younger, both graduates of the University of Hartford, Hart School of Music, both with successful music careers. That album was recorded in their apartment in Harlem, New York, during the pandemic. It's a great album. I highly recommend it. Before that, we heard two tracks from Lee Morgan. We started out that set with Ciora from the album Cornbread. Great album from 1965 featuring Lee Morgan on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Hank Mobley on tenor, Herbie Hancock on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. After that, we heard another track from Lee Morgan. This one, Tomcat, from an album of the same name, a 1964 release with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Jackie McLean on alto sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. That'll about do it for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. My name is Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, here on WWUH. We're going to conclude this week's edition with Matt Dwanzik, a great young bass player out of Hartford, Connecticut and New York City. His debut album is Wonderful World, and we're going to hear an original composition entitled Pecan's Delight. Thanks for listening, folks.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.